Pie in the sky, systems curiosities from Mars to mathematical file systems. The PIFS project, a novelty file system that stores data by computing its position within the digits of pi, drew 783 points and 183 comments, reflecting the Hacker News community's appetite for work that is simultaneously impractical and theoretically illuminating. Retrieving a file means computing pi far enough to reach the position where that file's bit pattern appears. The computational cost is, in practice, prohibitive. But the project surfaces a genuinely interesting implication for information theory. It suggests the boundary between storage and computation is more fluid than conventional architectures assume. Academic work of this kind, while commercially useless on its face, has historically fed into real advances in compression, cryptography, and data deduplication. At the more immediately practical end of systems work, a community member published a reverse engineering effort targeting a Creative Katana soundbar, capturing and analyzing USB communications to decode the device's proprietary control protocol and enable Linux compatibility. The post scored 82 points with 6 comments. Consumer audio hardware almost never ships with Linux drivers, leaving users dependent on precisely this kind of painstaking protocol analysis. A separate post on Linux compositor latency measurement and tuning, 51 points, 6 comments, addressed the millisecond-level delays introduced between applications and display hardware, an optimization category that matters acutely for audio production, gaming, and any real-time workload where Linux is competing against more mature desktop operating systems. JPL's continued operation of the Curiosity rover, now 13 years into its Mars mission, provided perhaps the day's most striking systems reliability case study. The rover runs on 2012-era hardware in an environment hostile to electronics, radiation, extreme temperature swings, persistent dust. Yet engineers have kept it scientifically productive by adjusting operations around failing sensors, optimizing power management